How long gone? God has blessed us here in Los Angeles just after 3 days of biblical rain, flooding. The Larchmont sign is down. That's my Mount Rushmore. This is a problem.
The Larchmont sign is down?
The Larchmont street sign had fallen down onto Beverly.
Dear God.
Blocking the Noah's Bagel sign. How are they going to, what are they going to do?
Noah, your days are numbered.
Noah's on his way out.
Third wave bagel is going to take Noah down soon.
Very soon.
Just cash out while you can, Noah.
Yeah, Noah's got other locations. It's fine. But yeah, the rain has been biblical. People are not doing things. People aren't driving. But today, the sun is out. The rain has stopped. And
bro, look, here's a photo. I'm showing Chris a photo on my dog walk this morning.
Damn.
In Glendale. BMW got snow all over it. The hills behind my house, right over here, you could see them. Snow capped.
It's
snow
it's,
covered hills.
Honestly, it's beautiful to live.
Hey Siri, play Landslide.
It's such a sick thing to live in a place that has such a diverse climate range. And that's something that I personally celebrate. I don't think it global warming has anything to do with it.
Oh,
I think California.
Did you do air? He did air quotes.
I'm
you could
kidding.
Hear it.
Actually, I believe in global warming. I really do. We're fucked.
Okay.
But that was a joke. Because this is a hot topic this morning, because last night on the Saturday Night Live program on NBC, mm-hmm. Shout out to Lauren. I know you're listening. known stoner and Hawaii resident, Woody Harrelson. Some consider him like a national treasure in like a Bill Murray way.
Woody, we're not going to do any COVID, Woody.
So Woody did a monologue. It wasn't very funny, but most monologues aren't. And he ended... He's not a stand-up. He ended with a portion that people are labeling anti-vax.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it this morning, and it was more just like a bad COVID joke that made fun of like Pfizer and Moderna,
mm-hmm.
kind of, which seems like fair game to me.
Everyone should hate
like Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
Unless I'm just too dense and didn't understand the nuance of the humor.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, and I would be able to understand the multiple layer density of that. So I can't really chime in, unfortunately.
But it's this thing where people are like, I can't believe that he did this. I'm like, guys, this is pretty like, it's regardless of if you're a fan.
I can't believe this 65-year-old stoner millionaire
made fun of COVID.
Didn't like being trapped inside his house for 3 years.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty innocuous and light touch joke to me. And then I, of course, go on Twitter and people are just, this is unbelievable. Overshadowing the fact that Woody joined the Five Timers Club. I mean, can you imagine Scarlett Johansson gave him the jacket? I'm sure Steve Martin was in the building somewhere. This is big stuff.
So this was a Five Timers Club psyop diverting attention away from this prestigious award.
Exactly. The writers fucked him again.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to watch it yet.
But like I said to you earlier,
I fell asleep at like 6:45 p.m. last night.
Yeah, no, after you had some nachos. The thing is,
nachos were bomb.
Is that the thing that I'm missing and that people aren't talking about, mm-hmm. is that Jack White was the musical guest.
So that's the real actual psyop.
That is much worse than COVID. Woody Harrelson's jokes. Like, what is he? He must have a new record.
Oh, now all I can think about is hearing the White Stripes at the Celine show. That song, Hello Operator.
Oh, yeah,
repeating
over and over.
For 22 minutes.
That will scar you worse than trying to understand. That'll scar you worse than trying to figure out if they're a brother and sister or a couple.
That ship has sailed. What happened to Meg White? She's gone.
I think Meg White cashed out. I was like, I'm all good.
Smart chick.
Yeah.
But she needs a side project. She should be DJing in Joshua Tree or some shit like that,
I think she's got too much money, man.
I mean, honestly, smart. Get in, get the bagu, and then
she probably lives,
distance yourself from JW.
She probably lives in a famous, a famous architect designed house somewhere outside of Detroit,
She married a line producer on on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, like a regular. we just fell in love, He like knew that I made music, but he didn't like really know.
We both have dogs and they got together and
fine. But we've had a action packed last couple of days. I don't know about you, Jason, but I'm reeling. I'm just exhausted.
I'm mostly proud of myself for going out, getting after it, and getting it done during literally the worst storm I've ever experienced in Southern California.
Yeah, Friday night.
Chateau took a beating that weekend.
I mean, Friday night, it was dangerous to be out on the streets. Of course, as the sober person and driver. Luckily, my car sits off the ground, so mm-hmm. Flooding wasn't going to happen.
And I sprung for the Uber XL or the Lyft XL Black
to make sure
to go to your house.
Yeah,
and I think it was an Escalade.
That's nice. Those sit up nice and high.
It sat up nice and high, and then I got dropped off at dinner or at Horses. Yeah. And then but when we went to the chateau, the door opens. I put my foot straight into a river of water, and then your lovely lady, her row mule, fully submerged in water.
Submerged.
3 seconds before you walk into the, a Jennifer Lawrence attended party.
Yeah, it was. We made our
nothing lust- kills your night like a wet.
No,
foot.
It does. It does suck. We made our illustrious return to Horses after months of kind of just giving it a break, and I gotta say I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, I was happy to be back as well, and I think as long as you don't order the spicy pasta, all is well.
Well, you know what the thing is, you know what I'm realizing there, I really like the waiters.
Yeah, they're pros.
And I kind of always have, and I didn't think about that until Friday, because I was like, she's just lovely. This whole experience is great. She's really nice. She's funny. She knows it was just a. It's
she knows when to leave.
Yeah,
she knows when, like, you make a joke, I make a joke, and then we leave before it gets awkward or weird. Before you guys came and sat down, because I got there so early, she noticed my Kurt Cobain T-shirt. And
hold on, Kurt Cobain Supreme T-shirt, a gift from your co-host.
Yeah,
and friend,
a gift that you got for me as a joke, and then I turned the tables on you.
Well, anything I do as a joke, I know that you will attempt to turn the tables, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to kind of throw you the curveball that I'm looking for yet. Yeah. But there's a lot of life left to live.
But your version of 4D chess is cute.
Thank you.
It's nothing to sneeze at. You should be proud of yourself.
So Jason wore his Kurt Cobain Supreme T-shirt under his suit, and you're saying the server had a comment about
it. She had a full anecdotal story about it. She goes, points at my shirt. She goes, my band opened for them in 91 in Seattle. And she was telling a story about how the venue. Yeah, she was in some band. I forgot their call, but they were like played with. It was sort of like a little industrial, like My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult energy, a little Jim Rose Traveling Circuit adjacency. And she said like the venue that they were doing the show at had like a built-in cafe, like sort of ADU adjoined to it.
Yeah.
And she finished the show and Kurt was sitting in a booth, like drinking a cup of coffee and then smoking cigarettes. And she basically told the story of her going up to him in like the Chris Farley meeting the Beatles kind of way. Just like, oh, good job tonight. I'm so stupid. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan. Well, I'm not just basically stepping all over herself. Meeting Kirk, and this was in 91,
That was pre.
My fiance was 2 years old at this time.
That was pre the year grunge broke, So that's like, he wasn't even that famous
yet. This is when they were still playing, 300 cap rooms.
Seattle Legends, of course, so it makes a difference. Yeah. But yeah, we had dinner at Horses. It was great. And then we did venture to the W Magazine Best Performances Party that was held, which I guess you guys didn't realize, it was held in the penthouse at the Chateau Marmont. So it's pretty intimate.
Yeah, the space holds, I would say, 40 people comfortably, and they had about 130 or so.
130.
And also the bulk of the square footage is the outdoor patio, which was being pummeled by the worst storm.
It was covered, and there were bartenders, so it was fine. But I think that it was a pretty heavy room in general. But the main takeaway from everyone I've talked to is that. Kaia Gerber, I've never heard men and women agree on the beauty of someone more than Kaia Gerber. And I've seen Kaia Gerber in a lot of situations at this point, at the airport, at the gym.
Uniting Nations.
Exactly, at the Luna Luna thing. But in the see-through Celine dress with Austin Butler trailing behind like ASAP Rocky on the cover of British Vogue, she truly is a sight. In a way that I honestly can't think of someone that men and women agree on as much in my life.
Yeah, her gravitational pull in a room is powerful, because I think everyone knows subconsciously that this is beauty at its perfect peak peak ripeness, you know?
I think there could be an element, Alex said this, there could be an element of like also people like our age. When you look at her, you see some of the Cindy, which also...
You see a lot of the Cindy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they, like, subconsciously, you're like, this is, like, a beauty that I recognize for my entire adult life.
Yeah, like, when I was... I remember being a little kid, and, like, when my mom first got, like, a computer, and you could, like, download pictures, like, over the internet, and it would take, like, 4 or 5 hours to download, like, a single, like, GIF image, like, a very digital pixelated image. And like the very first images I would download were like swimsuit photos, like swimsuit
issues. Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Of Cindy Crawford. So then everyone got to see how hot Cindy Crawford was as this beautiful person their whole life, but few got to see them see her in person.
True.
So then it's almost like I'm getting to see, you know, the 22-year-old, or I don't
now
know.
Now you can see Kai at Maru, at fucking LAX, at fucking Erewhon, the W Party.
It's making a case for reproduction for me, because there's a lot of people that are going to want a taste of TJ in the future, and I don't know if they'll be able to get it.
Yeah, you're not giving quite Austin Butler, but you are taller than him, which is nice.
Oh, sure I am.
I saw Sarah Moonves, our host, like introduce her mom to Austin Butler because her mom like wanted to meet Austin Butler, and it was so sick. She's like, "This is my mom," and he went full, you know, oh ha ha, or, you know what I mean? Went full on in the mom. They got the picture together. It was really cute.
I love how everyone sort of has, male or female or non-binary, like you have that energy of like, "Hey, this is my mom."
Yeah, everybody's cool.
Everyone turns into the best version
it doesn't
of
matter
themselves.
Who, it doesn't, yeah, it does not matter how big of a celebrity or how much of an asshole you are. If somebody introduces you to your parents, you are going to be nice and cool.
Bitch could be in a wheelchair, one arm, and you're like, your mom is so fucking beautiful.
I loved her.
Can
she
I
made
say
me,
that?
She made me laugh. I mean, it was just... But the
other, sure is nice to meet you, big mama. You done real well with her.
I couldn't fully overhear the accent, but I'm sure it was there. The music was a little loud.
Can I get you a Casamigos, mama?
It's my future stepdaddy's brand.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Father-in-law. Hey Jason, we all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. You're eating at restaurants you don't want to eat at all the time to appease myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who used your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors very close to you and instantly book appointments with them online. Just like when I'm looking for new shoes on my sites, you can filter specifically, see which doctors take your insurance, located near you, maybe find a doctor that's far away from you for personal reasons you don't want to disclose.
I use ZocDoc, and you should too.
Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair, with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG, all one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L. I got Raph on the nut. .com promo code how long? That's Nutrafol.com promo code how long?
The best way to learn a language? Immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Chris and I are going to the country of Georgia in a month or so, and they have a very unique language, and I will be using Babbel to try and just get a little bit of action so I can know how to order my cold brew lattes and things like that in a way that's actually science-based. Don't spend hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Use Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons. They're handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new lingo in as little as 3 weeks.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/howlong, spelled Babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Babbel.
Jason, if you're struggling with grief, relationships, stress, which I don't think you have any of that, or you were having trouble sleeping or meeting your low goals, online therapy could be for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own accredited therapist, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. There's no waiting room. The service is available worldwide, and you can log into your account anytime to message your therapist.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. We've all been there, haven't we? It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available in your area. Visit betterhelp.com/howlong and join over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. How Long Gone is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/howlong.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. We like that. All in one place for totally free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your cellular telephone or your computer, so no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else, those other places that podcasts are heard.
Video podcasts are also available on Spotify, and when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free, zero catch. We've been using it ever since we started How Long Gone. And ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel like having the option of turning off the Q&As and the polls on the user dashboard has really helped boost my creativity and take it to another level. I highly recommend giving it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
But I was taken aback by the like amount of, I feel like every single person that was on the White Lotus was there.
That's every party in LA now. It's like, it doesn't matter.
They're just having their moment.
It
right
could
now
be the ESPYs, film, yeah, television, music.
They're there.
The only people that are guaranteed to show up at the party for some celeb power, the entire cast. Well, the supporting cast of,
yeah, Coolidge isn't there, but Coolidge isn't anywhere.
Coolidge ain't there. Imperioli ain't there, but everyone else, they fucking there.
I kind of like it because they're just like turning up because they're like, this is sick. I don't know if this is going to happen for me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
They know that the cast rotates every episode. Yeah, so exactly, like this could be their moment to suck as much off the teat as they can. And I'm sort of in the same boat as well. So I think one more of these black tie celeb parties and we're going to start having to have an awkward conversation with them.
I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. I'll be like, oh, what are you in? The only reason I know what you're in is because Jason whispered in my ear like he's my body man, so I don't know what to tell
Veep
you.
Veep style?
Yeah, Veep style.
We're approaching her. She's the lesbian on the show that everyone thinks just as bad.
Can
I get a name? Nobody knows her
nobody
name.
Nobody knows her name.
Nobody knows her name.
But Jennifer Lawrence looked incredible.
That's the hot prostitute, and that's the hotter prostitute.
Jennifer Lawrence looked really good, but the other thing that happened to me is I had...
The eye was too smoky. We can say that.
I'm with it. For that kind of
event...
It
was giving Black Swan.
When you know it's like time... When you know you're just getting your picture taken, it's like, you know... It reads better in a photo than it does
when you're there from 8 to 8:15, and then you're in bed by 9.
So somebody that was in the building that I wasn't expecting to see was Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did I say? Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn's daughter. And Kate Hudson looked pretty fucking great. And I had a nice chat with her in line for the bathroom. She was very friendly with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that kind of way. Just in a chatty way. But there was this gay hanger-on type in line in the bathroom with me. The three of us were in the room, you know, like waiting for
better or worse than Stodd's gay hanger-on?
Unclear.
Okay.
It wasn't him.
Still developing.
But it was like this, like, he didn't like the fact that she was making small talk with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he,
did he
like,
let out a...
No, it was more like, ah! Like, it was like, ah! Like high energy.
Christopher, this doesn't happen often.
Like, it was like very high energy and like over complimentary, where I'm like, bro, trust me, Kate Hudson's gay slots are filled. She's been famous for a really long time. Like, you're like three season Bottega purse is not going to get you in the room with Miss Athleta. It's not going to happen. It was just funny because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit back because somebody was definitely.
If somebody is going to be outgayed by you.
Exactly.
Then they, yeah.
Don't even try it.
Don't bother leaving your CV.
So while somebody was doing coke in the bathroom, I was like in this weird tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let this guy cook because he's going to fuck this up for himself. You know what I mean? This guy's not cool enough to fucking keep it going. It was pretty funny.
I had a bathroom line situation where I was in a tug of war between my fiance and Jaden Smith.
Jaden showed up. Everybody looks pretty good at this party. You know what I mean? People are like, obviously, celebrities are fully dressed. Like, I'm wearing Celine. I'm wearing YSL. I'm wearing blah, blah.
It was glam look.
It was glammed up. And Jaden Smith walks in, you know, 2 hours late in the Denim Tears hoodie, the JNCOs on, and maybe some, like, maybe his collaborative New Balance. But hood up. I've never seen Jaden Smith without a hood up.
Interesting.
I've seen him actually kind of a lot, just like around town.
It's a symbolic kind of.
I don't know.
This is my shield for the world.
Jaden Smith is very good looking, like pretty striking in person.
A young Pharrell.
Yeah, but he's
without the need of fillers.
So were you able to kind of see if he would send you some drum packs or anything, or was it?
No, I was just waiting in line to have a tinkle and with Carolyn, and then he. He has like a short actor friend. I think I've seen him in some stuff, but like he may have some type of developmental.
Short actor friend is literally everyone in this damn town. Okay. But yeah,
every actor is short, sure. But I mean, except for
me.
he was pretty fucking tall. He's like 6'2", something like that.
Austin Butler is a vision. He really is. You know what? He's really owning the DB, the double breasted, and he's making a great case for it. He almost always pulls it off.
He's got the chest for it.
He does have a bird chest, much like you. I think that's why you're feeling him. No shelf on that side.
So Jaden kind of walked up and he was like bopping around. Like he's got the energy of like a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
And he started hollering at Carolyn, not in like a sexy way, but in a like, hey, I really like your vibe. I like your style. Is that your hair? Is that, can I touch your shirt? Like that kind of thing. Your energy is really sick. Your energy is really dope. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm gonna let Jaden holler at my chick because she's looking at him like, oh, this is funny, you know?
She's looking at him like a,
she's looking down upon
like
him.
A helicopter flying over a building.
And he did have great, amazing energy, and he wasn't trying to like literally steal my chick, but he was the only person in the entire party who complimented my Supreme shirt, which was sort of, it was funny because we were talking on the episode before, like, will people think that it's ironic, you know, will they understand the fourth layer of irony or whatever, and the triple reverse satire, whatever, you know? And he's just like, is that shirt Supreme? I love Supreme. That shirt is sick. Kurt Cobain, honestly, legend.
Bro, when Unplugged came out, Like, my dad played it for me, and it kind of changed things for me, honestly. Like,
Jaden was not alive during then.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I don't know. I feel like Jaden's one of those people that's weirdly been around my whole life.
Yeah, he's been around our whole life while also being born in, like, 2006.
Yeah, he's... I bet he's probably 20 now. Maybe.
He's maybe a little older.
Yeah, he could be older.
Because he's... I mean, he's been putting in work for a long time.
That's true.
He was dating... Or he was being taken advantage of by Sarah... What's her name?
Oh, the hottie. The Mischief Boots model.
Yeah. Sarah... Oh, what's her fucking name? Who knows?
Yeah.
But she got her claws into him real early.
Yeah, I mean, he's got what she likes.
Money. Yeah. Good for you, Jaden.
But the party... And also, I don't want to... We should mention that you were also on Molly.
I had a wee bit, yeah.
Jason was doing Molly nummies and then drinking...
It was only to keep me up and at him.
And then perky. Drinking only champagne, like he was all of a sudden like a hot chick, which I've never kind of seen that move from you before.
Champagne and Molly, combine them. We're feeling elegante.
Trust me, I know. I'm aware, you know. But I'm just...
And especially if you're going to do Molly water in the Dom P... Life is good.
Life is good. I didn't...
That's the last thing you drink before Diddy fucks you.
Come in here. Aha, aha. But I think that the... I guess I expected it to affect your mood a little more, but maybe...
I wasn't taking
maybe
enough.
Maybe the dose was so micro, I wasn't getting an like elated, ecstatic TJ. I was getting regular TJ.
Yeah. I think
which is fine.
It was just sort of preventative.
Regular TJ is good for me.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't want to be licking the walls.
Do you think people were on drugs, though? I don't think so, really.
At the W? No, not really.
I think a little coke, maybe.
No, I mean, because those, like, it was the same thing as the GQ Man of the Year thing. I was talking to this, like, manager dude at the party who was just there. It's like, it's like taking your celebrity... to daycare, or like it's like a dog park, but for celebs, and all the managers and PR and agents, they're in one section
that,
and they're smoking and like being like yeah, and then they're watching all of their clients sniff each other's asses and be like, hey, nice to meet you, I love you, Bull Burnham.
No, it's a good, I forgot this. I kept seeing this woman at the party, and I was like, I know this bitch from somewhere. Like, where do I know her from? And then yesterday it hit me. It's a person that I had a unfortunate interaction with. That she's a celebrity representative.
With your penis?
No. Okay. No. I can't talk about it really.
Okay.
But it was like this. I was like, oh, I know why. It's because you yelled at me. Like, you yelled at me about something that was your fault. But she's just like a classic, like, awful, nasty publicist, you know, vibe. Which I usually like.
Kelly Catrone?
I wish.
No, Kelly Catrone, come on How Long Gone Challenge.
I'm working on it.
I sent her a DM. Obviously, no response.
I don't think she knows how to use Instagram, but that's kind of like not her generation. You know what I mean? But you kept the part. We left because I have self-respect, and after a certain hour, I'm just bored.
It was time to go.
Well, I forgot. Also, when we were leaving, it was like an elevator situation where it was like Kaya, Austin, couple hanger-ons, and they like it was the same. It's like,
turns out they had priority access on the elevator.
No, it was me and Al, and then they were on the elevator, and it was this moment where like we could have definitely gotten on and they would have been fine with it, and I was just like, you guys go ahead, you know. I don't want to insert myself in this. We can take the steps.
I want to insert myself in that.
I know you do.
Either one.
Did you take a gift bag?
Took two, brought them to the second party, left them there.
Honestly, a nice selection of Byredo makeup.
God damn it.
You know, nice selection of Byredo makeup and some kind of travel-sized Byredo candles for the hotel room, which I always love.
Oh, the bus boys at La Dolce Vita are smelling wonderful come Monday morning.
You went to an undisclosed black tie dance event hosted by former guest and known snappy dresser Benny Blanco. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. It was an intimate affair. Just me, Eric Andre, the guy from High Maintenance, Benny Blanco.
Dude, this Hollywood
and
shit.
And a gaggle of hotties.
I gotta get back to New York, man. Honestly, like, this shit is too... It's OD, man. It is OD.
I mean, I've been in much worse rooms.
No,
I'll
of course. I'm sure it was fucking fun. I mean, you know, like...
It was fun. I mean, it's just like, go to a different place where... where there's another open bar. You know, Benny Blanco's doing a DJ set off of his iPhone, mm-hmm. and girls are dancing.
Was he playing his own music or different selections?
Different selections. And also afterwards, a Spank Rock DJ set, which was nice to see.
We ran into Spank at when you did your DJ set. I feel like he's good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not the best DJ, but, you know.
But I feel like he's playing stuff that is cool.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I mean. You know, I don't care about technical stuff. That's not...
No, he was playing some cool music, from what I remember, which is not a ton.
Sure.
But yeah, we basically just drank champagne and did Molly there.
Okay.
Until, you know, about two-ish, and then bopped on home.
That's a long lift ride.
Both of us fell asleep and woke up on our street.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Did he have to shake you, or was it just like...
No, I woke up first, and then I woke her up secondly.
Did you have to carry her into the house dead body style?
Just about, but no. Okay, good. We got her up.
That's good. We were able to resuscitate the victim and get her back into the house. It was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was totally fine, and then was able to wake up not super hungover the
really?
Next day. Yeah, I got a dog sitter, so I was able to sleep in.
You basically said to me, I have to do drugs and stay out late tonight because we got a dog sitter.
To justify the $120 I spent on her.
But I woke up, I Saturday, I saw, I went to lunch with Andrews at Sunset Tower, a fellow sober king, and we were both like, I was like, bro, I feel hungover. I was out late. And he was like, I feel hungover. I was out late. And then I told him that I was in bed like at midnight. And he was like, I was in bed at 3, pussy. Yeah. So I was like,
little pussy.
Yeah, I was like, God damn it. I just got sunned.
What was he doing till 3?
There was a party at that 7th House Gallery, which is really nice, like on Melrose, pretty close to us. I guess it was the owner's birthday.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, is he gay? And Andrew's just like, Chris. He was like, there's a lot of straight people at the party.
I wanted to also give a quick shout out to Dart Collective for letting me rent some DJ equipment last week. I forgot to mention that, but if you ever need to rent any sound or equipment or DJ equipment in the
actually
LA area,
I need to hit
them up.
I need to hit our dogs at Dart for something coming up.
Oh,
actually
really?
I just reminded me, this is not a joke.
Do you need to hire a DJ as well?
Oh, no, that's taken care of. It's actually someone who's going to play vinyl like a real one. So it's kind of out of your depth.
Bro, I have vinyl right there. I have 6, 7 inches.
I would
right
love
there.
For you to play a Chokehold 7-inch. Like, I'd love for you to mix between a Chokehold and a...
Bro, I got a Converge 5-inch in there. Heads ain't got these.
Not the Converge. The Converge, is it the... No, the whatchamacallit, though? The CD? Oh, bro. This might be worth some money, though.
I know.
I thought it was a flexi, but oh, hell no. Jason came through with the 5-inch.
5-inch white.
Don't talk about me like that. this is...
No, I said 5-inch white, not 5-inch hard.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I had a WeHo day yesterday, kind of.
Welcome to my life, baby.
I had a twisted day. So we woke up hungover, like... Postmates, like a bagel, like that's where our head was at. You know, watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives while looking at the phone type beat. Really, really into it. And then around noon, Carolyn was like, I gotta go to the Sloss and Swap Meet. And torrential downpour, freeways closed, flood warning, you know. We're driving down the 5 freeway and it's just like closed because it's just so much flooding. Anyway, she's like, I have to go there, and then I have to go to West Hollywood. And I was
for
like...
For some work-related.
So, yeah, it was for a work job. She had to go get some custom-made jewelry for an upcoming shoot.
Okay. Did you happen to leave with a them jeans pendant or anything, or just pictures?
No, so she was like, I have to go. And I felt so bad for her to go do this that I volunteered to go along and be
sure.
An emotional support boyfriend.
Okay.
I got a day rate of 150.
Okay, that's not bad.
Plus.
Lunch, too, right?
I got sous vide egg bite at Starbucks, and I could get up to the grande size as well.
That's pretty good.
It ain't bad. And then she said if I wanted anything from Slauson, I could have, but they didn't have any in my size. But I saw some of the greatest hats and t-shirts of my entire life.
I'm saying all
there.
The stuff that you showed us and talked about seemed like stuff that you would really want to buy, but sizing is an issue.
Sizing wasn't an issue. Like when I was younger, I used to love going to Sloss and Swap Meet and like buying just crazy shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like 3XL t-shirts with SpongeBob in a gun, you know, that kind of shit.
Sure.
And they had like, you know, like vertical blinds with Nipsey Russell's tombstone on it.
Nipsey Hussle's
tombstone on it. They had this one, the best shirt of all time. It was two handcuffs and it said, "Free my grandma."
That's such a limited amount of people that would appeal to. Yeah, no, I know.
And then the other one, the one that just lost me was the Uncle Sam pointing at you, where, you know, it's like, "We want you to join the military or whatever." But it's just Uncle Sam going, "You a bitch." Just the simplicity of it.
That seems like something you would actually maybe wear.
I didn't post this one, but they had the hood shit pajama pants that you wear to court.
Yeah. The dirty fleece.
He
didn't do it.
These are the Valentine's Day teddy bear edition. Softest silk. But yeah, so we went there and then we went to West Hollywood for an appointment, and then I had to go grocery shopping because we were going to make some sick ass hangover nachos. So we went to the Pavilions in the epicenter of.
Yeah, I've been to that Pavilions before.
Bet you have, sweetheart. And then we go to Starbucks, get a sous vide, and then I'm like, "Oh, we're in the gayest Starbucks in California." It was a super cruisy thing, but it was interesting because there were multiple dudes who appeared to be on dates. Maybe a first date, maybe a blind date, maybe a pre-hookup.
I think this is a make sure you're not a murderer. Let's go back to mine.
Yeah, but it was just nice to see because I live in Glendale, which is like as suburban as suburbia could ever get. And I drive to West Hollywood, sort of the epicenter of entertainment. It's across the street from Pump.
Mm-hmm.
It's like glitz
that's a big
and glamour
pavilion.
And
see, that's
Hollywood.
A nice...
It's around the corner from San Vicente Bungalows and all this shit. It's like the center of America in terms of all the shit. And there's all these people on a Sunday afternoon having a date at a Starbucks. And I was like, this is more normal and vanilla and regular than anything I've ever seen in my most normal, vanilla, regular suburban town, except they're all gay. And it was nice to see normal gay people.
Well, they're not normal because they're gonna go fuck in the bathroom. That's the difference. But I guess there are.
They're
some...
gonna go do two pumps of vanilla in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but that is nice. I mean, West Hollywood.
We're all out of pistachio.
Jason, West Hollywood contains multitudes, and I'm glad that you're after years and years of frequenting, you're kind of seeing the layers, you know, that unfold.
Yeah. There's a lot of layers, and I'm familiar with it, but.
I know what you mean. It's like kind of wholesome in a way that you like weren't expecting and maybe needed to see.
Yeah, it was hyper wholesome.
Yeah,
and I tried to bend the ear of the barista there about the olive oil Starbucks.
Did he have any insight?
No, he did. I was like, "What do you got to tell me about the Starbucks with olive oil?" And he's like, "I can tell you, it sounds pretty nasty."
And I love that you just gave him Belt Gucci voice when it's a West Hollywood Starbucks.
It's your favorite Southern sissy here. I'm serving up tall. Well, we're all out of pistachio, of course. But he was basically just like, "I think it's coffee that they literally just pour olive oil into."
There's got to be some science to it, though.
So I think what it is like a cruelty-free bulletproof coffee.
You get
the intentions of having the fat, the soluble molecular blah 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 sustained caffeine release type shit, but I don't know if they have to whip it in order. I mean,
there has to be
mocha sounds wrong.
There has to be more of a there has to be some sort of industrial level stirring that happens, because it can't, you're right, it would be oil and water, it would be sitting on top like my my fresh granola on my backyard bowl.
They're gonna have to froth her.
Yeah, definitely.
Froth her.
Now you're really in West Hollywood.
So we picked up our starbs, and then I go into Pavilions, and I just had to go in and grab like two or three things. So she stayed in the car because it was just like dumping rain, and I was wearing head to toe Arky. I had a bright orange Arc'teryx raincoat.
Was the Rust-Oleum showing, or was it?
No, I realized, like, when
paint markers. I get it.
I left the house and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go. I'm like a hungover 6'9" white guy, and I'm going to Slauson swap meet on a Sunday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
I have to try to look hard, I guess. I don't know. So you put on
expensive rain jacket.
Yeah, I put on my Gore-Tex fit. So I tried to look like a guy who paints freights.
Okay. Yeah.
The security guard made me take my hood off to check underneath it in case I was trafficking weapons or drugs.
Yeah, you keep the poker underneath the underneath the hood.
He hit my hood with the scanner, a little beep beep beep. All right, you're clean, big fella. So I had the hood on, I had my hat down low, and I was walking around.
So you were in TJ hard mode.
I was in TJ hard mode, and then I'm wearing that same outfit at the Pavilions in WeHo, and suddenly I'm wearing my little sailor galoshes outfit. And a long slice of man is walking around unattended, solo, and every other person in this Pavilions is another gay man by himself browsing for more than one thing.
So you're saying the arugula is good, but that may not be the focus of tonight's menu?
I forgot who I was telling you earlier, but like I've stood in the center of the dance floor at a club called Ronda at 3 a.m, you know, 100 times in my life, and I've never felt like more of an object of desire than when I went to buy some chips from the Pavilions.
So you're flipping through you're flipping through the Chica varieties, and these guys,
lime and regular,
is anybody saying anything, or is it merely a
feeling? Older guys did.
Yeah, I like that confidence.
So the young guys just kind of had like the methy, speedy eyes, yeah, like being like, like, and then the guys my age were kind of like gay creative director bears, and they would sort of do this move where they see me like looking at cereal, and then they walk past the aisle to like grab something, but they walk like very close to my face and give me an extended look, and then I have to be like, hello, and they're like, hi. And I'm like, just browsing kind of thing. But then the older guys, like the 80-year-old guys.
One of the coolest sections of the world.
I'll be in the frozen food section.
I don't give a shit.
Papa comes up and like blocks me with his shopping cart. And he's like, hey.
He's like, pull it out, big fella.
He did pretty much everything but that. Like that. He's like, I've fucked 8,000 guys. Like, I've seen it all. I know what's happening here by the croissant pizza. So I had to, I mean, even the guys bagging the groceries are just like, bye. Like,
you got to get out of there.
The amount, I mean, the sexual energy in that Pavilions was astonishing. It was crazy. Yeah.
No, I mean, I know exactly what you mean. And that doesn't, Pavilions is such a strange choice, but it's new and nice.
I think what people like is like all the transplant folks are like, I just need a regular supermarket. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to go to Bristol.
If you want some Kansas City dick, you go to Pavilions.
Yeah, ironically, they're like, Whole Foods is too fucking gay for me, bro. Yeah, no, I need to go to a regular fucking supermarket, for Christ's sake.
Oh. You go to Whole Foods? Bro, chill. I forgot to mention that I had a power lunch.
And I do have a Whole Foods story as well.
Oh, I forgot. Please.
So I'm at the Whole Foods in Glendale trying to be on my Whole30. I'm like, let's get some protein snacks. And I go to the deli section. I'm like, I'm going to get like a pound of sliced turkey, you know, just a little something to nibble on when you need a snack.
I love that you're like a guy now that's getting like, you're doing that. Like,
I know,
you're
right?
like you're going to make some sandwiches for the week. Like,
no bread.
You just drop it in your mouth like it's a, like,
I'll do
edible.
A roller. So you got,
I know, cheese roll.
No. Turkey slice, some avocado mayo, and then maybe like a little like crunchy thing, like a cucumber, a piece of bell pepper.
It's giving poor.
A piece of lettuce. Do you know how much avocado mayonnaise costs? I stole it, of course, but it's over $10 for a small jar.
I could afford it.
Yeah.
They have that at Pavilions? I thought they'd only have like Hellman's.
No, some Pavilions have an amazing collection of
mayo.
Of condiments.
Okay, they have a condiment. Okay.
But like olive oil and alternative oil mayonnaises have reached the major supermarket
chains. Yeah. Okay.
For people who are anti-seed oil.
Sure. Okay.
So anyways, I'm like, I go up, I mean, and this is what's a bummer, because I love going to like the deli, the Italian deli, the Jewish deli, whatever kind of deli you go to. And you're like, let me get a, you know, half a pound of, you know, mortadelle.
Boar's head. You got boar's head?
Thinly sliced. And it's some old lady or some old guy, and they grab the chunk and they throw it on the slicer.
I love that you're talking about like you live in fucking in like the Bronx or something. Like this is, you've never done that. You've gone.
Wrong.
You've gone to like some bougie white people fucking deli.
No, no. I go to Mario's Italian Deli in Glendale. It's been there since like
Mario's
the
60s. Italian Deli in Glendale has definitely been there for a long time, but I'm sure it's still a TikTok sandwich place at this point.
No. It's an eater and infatuation sandwich. No, it's a working class deli. There's nothing cool or hipstery
about
it.
But it hasn't been co-opted.
No. No. I'm by far the coolest person who's ever been in there.
Well, that's no Reggie. That's up for debate.
It's Reggie's only. It's like construction workers, like okay. Armenian dads.
So you usually go there, but in a pinch you have to go to your local Whole Foods.
Right. So yeah, usually, and they slice a piece of whatever off, and sometimes they'll show it. Is this thin enough? And here you eat that slice as a little yummy snacker.
They throw it to you like the way you would give Margo a carrot.
Yes, they lay out my meats on a piece of wax paper, fold it up, put the stamp on it.
I love how you're really giving people a kind of window into how sliced.
How deli people should be operating.
So you're saying maybe this experience was different.
I'm foreshadowing the story as to what will be happening.
I thought you
later
were just
on.
Kind of trying to kill time. Like, we got stuff to talk about. You don't have to do this.
No. I'm a storyteller. Sit back.
At the end of the day.
Sit back and enjoy the ride.
At the end of the day, I'm a storyteller.
You're the kind of guy who doesn't understand that the roller coaster has to go up before it comes down.
As a coaster enthusiast, I absolutely reject that metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I go to Whole Foods, and a person working there who can't see over the deli. Yeah. So I'm talking to them through the glass, yelling over to them.
Your quads are engaged. You're doing a little bit of a wall sit kind mm-hmm. of situation. Okay.
I'm keeping the form is
of
the
course.
Form is good.
No, you got posture.
And I'm like, let me get a half pound of honey, you know, lemon rosemary turkey, thinly sliced. And she's moving. This is what's wrong with the world, where Amazon has ruined Whole Foods and all this shit. And she's moving as if she has like a bone disease or something like that. Like she has no
get up and go.
She has no place doing any like manual labor. Like she's like a wounded, injured person okay. who's in pain.
She's dragging her right leg behind her like it may have been injured in battle.
Physically and an emotionally damaged person. And you're like, let me get a pound of turkey thinly sliced, whatever. And she has a hard time like picking up the
bigger turkey.
The chunk of turkey. I mean, and it takes almost 20 minutes for her to do this. And she's doesn't know how to use the slicer, and she's slicing, and it's just like, instead of like 10 thin round sheets of meat, it's just scraps and wood chips of turkey that's beginning to pile up.
Where is Uncle Paulie when we need him? I know he's going to the slicer convention in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
It can't be that hard to use a meat slicer.
I think it requires a little bit. I think it's like anything else. There's a nuance to it.
You put the meat in, you adjust the knob for the thickness, and you give it a zoom.
Yeah, no, I know, but I think some people can. You know, it's like skateboarding.
Of
like,
course.
I know you can do a fucking kickflip, but this guy does a kickflip and it looks a lot different.
You and I have never used a meat slicer. I'll probably be a little bit better at it than you because I've sliced thousands of things in my life. But if you had a job where slicing meat was your job,
I'm going to get it done.
You would become better at me than in one day.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so she's, and I noticed halfway through that she's wearing a beanie that says vegan on it.
so you're thinking that maybe at this point you're thinking maybe her not
well,
only
she's
her,
got a she's got half a pound of just meat scraps in her
so
hand.
she's okay, so her head, she's obviously chilly, but also
she's chilly, she's got a back brace on underneath her like frozen freezer thingy.
So you're thinking that maybe her lack of enthusiasm for the slicing could be because of her political beliefs.
That is a flag that I decide to call out, and I say, hey, I'm sorry that they got you slicing meat as a vegan person.
Yes.
Sort of making a light of a situation.
Yeah.
Showing empathy for her plight. you know, I was vegan before she was born. You know, we're bros here. It's all good. And she stared at me for 10 seconds in silence. And I was like, oh God, this is bad. And she just didn't know how to like respond like a human being. And she said something along the lines of like, I have empathy for all living things.
Oh,
and I was
worst
like,
worst possible response.
I was like, what does that mean?
Like, where do we go from here? I mean,
I was like, so like if you were slicing a human, you would also be sad. What does that mean?
I think that is what she means. That is like, man, people just really don't like the interactions.
And if you're vegan, just be like, hey, is it cool if I like move these onions instead of slicing up this like sous vide roast beef?
At all places, Whole Foods would probably respect that. You know what I mean? Like
one would think.
Like if you work at Burger King, you can't be like, I'm only doing Beyond Whoppers. That's it. Like they're not going to let you do that. But Whole Foods, it's a big place.
Yeah,
there's
Burger
lots
King,
of
like,
jobs.
Oh, you're vegan? All right, you clean the shit out of the bathroom. Yeah,
exactly.
Then.
I guess you can be on fries. I mean, I guess.
So she finally produces this pyramid of turkey scraps. Oh,
yeah.
Not a single usable slice of meat on here. Hands it, you know, slowly, and she can't. So, you know, on the top of the counter, they have the digital scale.
She can't reach.
They put the meat on, and she can't reach to put the meat on the thing.
Is this person?
Carolyn is in the car at this point. She's like, "You have to abort. You have to just run away from her." And I was like, "I can't. I'm too deep in here." Like I was feeling too bad to just, you know, it's like when you on a blind date with somebody and you say, "I gotta go to the bathroom," and you never come back. Like I couldn't do that.
You tell your friend to text you that somebody died.
I couldn't do it, so I was like, I have to white knuckle this and ride it out. She finally, with the help of another person, gets the meat on the scale, puts the sticker on it, hands it to me. I grab it. I say, thank you so much. Have a nice day. I walk to the hummus.
Leave it.
And I place it straight down and into the refrigerated case next to the hummus and the cold brew and go to the checkout counter.
That's the right thing to do. You don't need to. This person obviously isn't doing well. You don't need to ruin their day by telling them they're doing a bad job. It's better to just get it later. You're going to be fine. You know?
I was fine. Yeah. But I mean, that's the problem is there's no place where like a normal person can have a normal job anymore.
No, definitely not.
It's
tough. Well, everybody's also deeply unhappy, except the podcasting community, of course.
It's sick. I love being a podcaster.
I forgot to mention that I had a power lunch this week.
So did I. With you. Go on.
With Desus.
Desus Nice.
Desus Nice. Desus Nice, who's now a new LA resident because he's on his Hollywood shit, really getting his stuff together. He's got agents and managers and lawyers, you know what I mean? But we had a great lunch at SVB. I won't divulge the details, of course, that's between us.
What did you have for lunch? What did you eat?
I had a chop salad with salmon.
Chop salad with salmon.
Uh-huh.
How much does it cost to add salmon to a chop salad?
I don't know. I think it's like
23.
I think the total is like 20, but yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's not that crazy, is it?
I feel like that's one of those places where like the chop salad is like 19 and then it's like add salmon 23.
I don't know. I've never
It's fine. It's fine. We don't check tags.
Not prices, no. But so I'm struck by him because he looks rich now. Mm. He has incredible his skin. He was like glowing. He looks really good in this way that I'm like, oh hell yeah, bro, you're doing.
He's
like,
hydrated. What? He has a new financial access to different facialists. And
it just
serums
seemed, I was just like,
oh,
looking fit. Skin's glowing, like I was just happy. It's nice to see that
he's on his Kevin Hart shit.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, he's exactly. It was just nice to see it, but it was interesting to talk to someone who has some experience in, you know, kind of what we're trying to get into. So I was also learning some stuff while he enjoyed a vegetable soup.
He has some experience moving from a podcast into the TV space.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I subscribe to.
But I was also trying to tell him that. He thought he like could be. He's like one of those guys who comes to LA. He's like, I don't need a car. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you gonna get a car? He's like, yeah, definitely gonna get a car. Like basically, like after 2 weeks, he was like, yeah, I can't be doing this. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I think you can do it.
It's too annoying. If you actually do stuff if you just go out at night and you're a fucking demon, it's fine. But if you go to the gym,
Jesus is going dry, like going to the gym. That's tough.
Like, that's why I can't do it. It's like, I have to do things, and I cannot, the 10 minutes it takes to, like, even when I'm out of town, I take an Uber to, like, go to Barry's, it makes me fucking insane.
Yeah. Because
then I'm getting in the car, I'm fucking sweaty, they're, like, annoyed. I'm like, sorry, bro, this is your problem. You fucking...
Especially as a sober person, it's even more annoying.
And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is...
Shout out to Jesus. I replied to... He posted a story about eating a cheeseburger at Everson Rice Bar, which is a great burger, but it's a simple one. It's just like bun, mayonnaise, and cheese. And I sent him a message like, it's a great burger. It's a celebration of mayonnaise, actually. It's very interesting. And
celebration
then
of mayonnaise.
He left me on red.
He said, celebration of mayonnaise. That's what I call how long gone, let's white go. Boy losers.
This is an all new episode of White Boy Losers.
So I had an interesting experience last night that kind of allowed me to do something that I hope impresses you. I had dinner at the Grill in the Alley with Stevie from Purple, Stevie King.
The Grill in the Alley, Beverly Hills own.
Beverly Hills own. And when I'm leaving the house to meet Stevie, and I've timed it perfectly, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Because I'm trying to stop myself from being so early to everything. So I'm trying to, like, really do it. Like, I'm like, I want to be there 2 minutes before 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Valet, walk in, perfect.
Like a boss.
As I'm like a fucking boss. As I'm leaving the house, I lock the door from the inside and then lock the deadbolt. And I'm
proud of you.
And I'm heading out.
I'm glad you're locking that deadbolt.
And then I'm like, oh, I forgot my wallet. I go to go back in. I stick the key in to the handle and it doesn't work. It's like it won't go in. And I'm like, did I grab my New York keys? What the fuck? And then I'm like, these are the right keys.
Wrong house?
No. And then I put the key to my eye. It's slightly bent to the left.
Okay. Slightly bent to the left. Some chicks like that.
I've heard that. Slightly bent to the left.
I prefer going up, but
it's slightly bent to the left. Me. And I'm like, this is so small. Like, how is this causing me so many problems? It will not go in
when
the lock.
When it goes up, it hits my me spot.
It won't turn. So I it's raining. You know what I mean? It's this whole thing. It's dark.
Drama.
I'm like, maybe I'll just tap it. You know, I'll figure it out.
Story is a nightmare for me because I'm really afraid of what's going to happen next.
It will not work. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm late, but I'd already planned to treat Stevie because he's been so good to us. So I'm late to dinner. I pull off to the Bank of America ATM. Luckily, I'm able to tap. Thanks to our friends at Bank of America. I tap. I get cash out. I show up 3 minutes late. And I'm like, I have to figure this out. Andrews has a set of keys. So I text Andrews. I'm like, I might need to come by later. He's like, yeah, no problem. But I'm like,
been waiting for this.
Yeah. He's like, how late? So I get to the Grill in the Alley. And you know the guy that is the big black guy that's like the mascot.
The maitre d'.
Always sitting at the front.
Legend.
I'm like, bro, I need a favor. He's like, what you need? I'm like, you got a hammer?
He's like, if I had a dollar every time a white boy comes in here asking me for a hammer.
He's like, hold on 1 second. He goes upstairs. He gets me a hammer. He's like, I already wiped it down. No prints. Let me know when you finish. I'm like, all right, perfect. Stevie and I have dinner. We finish. I go outside. Stevie's having a cigarette. I get on the ground. I take the key off the Bottega key ring. I tap it a few times. Get it nice and straight like a blacksmith.
Uh-huh.
Drive home.
You're a keysmith.
Drive home. Key slips in smooth.
I love this city.
And between this and my walk with a gas can,
uh-huh.
I feel like something's shifting, you know? And it's obviously, it's small, tiny things.
These are rabbit-sized tasks, but if they add up.
My point, exactly. I'm starting to see the value in this, and I'm feeling good about it. I'm starting to understand why people do stuff that is annoying.
You're experiencing a new feeling at the age of 40, which is the appreciation of a job well done with your hands, being able to be self-sufficient in a moment of distress,
and even more
with your physical body, not your mental.
Even more than that though, just being like, oh, I just solved the problem. Like, I didn't have to go call a locksmith. I didn't have to go to Andrew's house, even though he wanted me to. And I'm able to
independence and freedom.
Yeah.
Confidence that you get knowing that you can walk around and be a more sufficient person in the world. Not to borrow a plot line from Triangle of Sadness, but if we are in a situation where all those 20s in your pocket become meaningless, you're going
to
need...
I'm going to have something else.
You're going to have to learn how to catch a fish.
Well, what I'm worried about, though,
build a fire.
What I'm worried about now is God going to send me a challenge I'm not ready for. Because I obviously, like, I can't change it, like a tire or something crazy like
can't
that.
Can't change a tire. But you won't be able to pump a septic tank.
No. I think that I have to start small and continue small. But I feel like this is starting to add up to something, and I'm seeing the value. I'm starting to understand why people do this stuff besides wanting to escape their wife.
Okay, well, I think the next step for you obviously is not tire changing, but inflating a tire that's a little low.
It's funny you say that, Jason. Successfully done that a few times.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Speaking of core strength,
no problem.
You probably get down to a nice little squat.
I just plank, actually.
Knees over top.
I just kind of plank. Just kind of inject it, kind of one arm plank.
Dude, that's impressive.
Yeah, I do a one arm plank, all four tires, so you kind of get all the obliques.
Okay, that's good.
But I just,
I'm proud of you, man.
It felt, and the guy, everybody at the restaurant kind of heard what was going on. Like mm-hmm. there was like a group of old ladies at the front.
Mm.
And they're like, what are you going to do with that hammer? And I was like, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to put this key on the ground. I'm going to tap it until it's straight. And they're like, we really hope this works for you.
And I said, okay. Tim the Tool Man.
All right.
Okay, Tool Time.
All right, Tool Time. Good luck out there, Tool Time.
So a wet Beverly Hills curb.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that key on there. You got that Dallas Cowboys key you had made mm-hmm. at Home Depot.
Yeah.
You got that restaurateur's hammer. Mm-hmm. You're smacking it. If from people driving by in their Bentleys from afar, sparks are flying.
Oh, there's sparks flying. Oh, yeah, there's sparks flying.
Who's that smith over there smithing in the night?
Wow, this guy must really be good with his hands.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy up, Chris. We're going to make a man out of you yet.
Yeehaw, bitch.
mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Dude, that's good. That's good. I think we're both evolving in different directions that way. We're like, you're going to become more able-bodied with your hands.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start... wasting my money on things more.
This is good stuff. I mean, I've noticed you wasting money, and like I said to you before, I'm a little worried that maybe I'm paying you too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm cooking the books.
We can't go backwards.
No, you have to go forwards, buy pants from the row,
mm-hmm.
smash a key with a hammer. And then hope that the path that you're building you'll be able to
smashing a key with a hammer. And buying,
something I've only done for fun.
Buying pants from the row on sale are still, it is kind of, I'm seeing the equality, obviously the yin and the yang of that. Mm-hmm. I am seeing that. And I'm glad that we're both growing. And we have a place to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm learning to throw money at the problem more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're learning to throw. And not in a ceramic.
You've seen my spiral. Don't say that. You know I'm a fucking touchdown.
Throwing that hammer. I mean, Chris and I, how long gone activation of the axe throwing bar?
We couldn't. The amount
of get another fever tree. Neat.
Not fever tree. Fever tree on ice, please.
Why don't you go wrestle me up another one of these ginger ales?
No fruit. No fruit. I like it raw.
No fruit.
No, we're also working on, we're going to have some new live dates very soon.
Mm.
We've been in the lab with High Road Touring, and we're actually just going to kind of follow Feist around and do like a thing in the parking lot before all her shows.
Oh, dude, it's a Feist tailgate.
It's Feist.
Get over here, Jello shots, and we're going to make dream catchers. I don't know what a Feist fan looks like.
I think
they're everywhere.
I've been to a couple Feist shows, and it's good. It's like kind of like similar to our fans, honestly, like people who are like doing okay and have good taste.
Women who are doing okay have good taste, and the men who clean their litter boxes.
Yeah, because the 1, 2, 3, 4 crowd has probably fallen off.
Right.
And their last 3 or 4 records are like actually really good and like kind of heady mm-hmm. in a different way. So I don't think that element, I mean, I'm sure if she's doing like a big show, that element comes.
Sure. But she's, yeah, that's, and it takes time to weed out the normies from your audience after having a hit song in an Apple commercial.
Well, that was always what I loved about going to see Vanessa play, is that she would play mm-hmm. it first and be like, all right, you guys can go. She would so play the sick. Hit. She'd walk out, play the hit, and be like, "All right, if that's what you're here for."
What's it called? A thousand miles.
Yeah, 1,000 miles. She would play it and be like, "All right, cool. If anybody, you know."
I wonder if she should do it at the beginning to weed out those people, and then play it at the end, but better.
Yeah, exactly. Do you like a full band comes out? And it's like a different version.
Different version. The first version, she's like missing notes and kind of not really. She's doing it like about a 4 out of 10 version. Yeah.
She comes back, the string section's out. She's hitting it hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Ocean.
We're going to do a little duet for you guys. Thanks for sticking around.
Thousand miles.
But yeah, we have some new shows, domestic.
In North and America, foreign. Europe, as well as beep.
Domestic, foreign, and a place that we love to talk about. And I don't know if I even want to visit it, but I have no choice.
A far flight.
Yeah, but we're excited.
Bitter.
We're excited about going to all these new places. North America is going to come first. We're just hitting some of the highlights.
Same cities. These are cities that have been here for years.
But these are cities we haven't been to in a while. These are cities that we only touch first tour.
Same cities, new venues.
New venues, yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, new venues.
Grande size.
We're going bold. We're working on that, and of course, we'll be continuing to record this podcast. And if you live in the UK, my friend Fran sent me a picture today. I guess there's a little.
My friend called Fran.
My friend, we call the Fran. Sent me a picture of the Sunday Times style section. There's a little blurb about How Long Gone, which was nice to see, and I didn't know that was coming, so that was a nice little treat.
You want me to read it?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
You can't read good, so.
I don't love it. That's for sure.
I'm heading back to the Big Apple tomorrow on a beautiful Delta Blue Eye. 6 a.m.
I'm going to Dan Tana's tomorrow.
I know. I'm pretty jealous to miss this gathering of. Well, Chris Chang. Do you think Chris Chang's going to change now that he posted the selfie with Sophia from Japan?
I think you changed after he posted that.
I want Suntory time.
Would you break edge to poly with Sophia Coppola?
No, I don't think Sophia is that kind of. I think Sophia respects the sober community. As a longtime creative, I'm sure she's.
What if she pulled like a 64 Coppola Shiraz from the cellar?
This is from my.
And you have a sideways moment. And like, I've been waiting for the perfect moment to open this bottle, Chris, and he just walked in through the door.
I honestly.
I'm Sophia, by the way.
I would. This is my grandpappy's vintage. We keep it up.
You ever see Virgin Suicides?
It's Northern California. No, I'll be okay. But yeah, you guys are going to Dantana's. It's you, Chang, Susan, Alexandra, Roman.
Yeah. And I've never eaten at Dantana's before.
By the way, Roman's interview piece, number one, most read story.
Because she's got salacious, juicy quotes like.
The power of Roman.
Balthazar. The food's awful, and I love eating there.
Yeah, I mean
some shit like that, which is very similar to Dantana's, from what I hear.
That's what this podcast is built on, is those kind of opinions. So it's nice to see that
the podcast is bad, and I can't stop.
Exactly. I don't know why I listen to this shit.
It's like Lucky Strikes,
cigarettes.
These two white boys are gonna kill me from the inside out, but I can't quit you.
Oh God damn it! All right, How Long Gone? It's been a fucking.
But we never did Patreon, guys. You knew what was going on here.
Don't forget it. They keep calling too. And we're polite, but we ain't answering.
Yeah, and just go check out Pfizer.com. They have a whole new line of dope ones, new stuff that came out. New
Pfizer's fucking popping right now. But yeah, How Long Gone? We'll announce those shows soon. We'll continue to podcast. And thank you guys for sticking with us.
Thank you for sticking with us through this rainstorm.